capacity, each year, for a week, we host Fund Drive, our annual fundraising campaign that augments our budget and supports our operations. It is thanks to you that we can rise higher and reach further.
You're listening to CJSF at 90.1 FM in Burnaby. CJSF is diverse, independent, and yours. Underrepresented music, local voices, and real people. You keep CJSF independent.
Folks, welcome to another edition of Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenwith, and I think we've got a pretty good show lined up today. The theme song playing is one called Soaring on the Strings. Colleen Trenwith on fiddle and myself play banjo. And that's a great entry to the song. Gives you time to make a cup of coffee before we really get this show underway. Oh, we just missed the bass run. Oh, I'm sorry about that. I'd always had a nice ending on it, but I missed the bass run. Well, first up, we've got the Kathy Kellick Band from the album Time that came out in 2012. I always enjoyed the Kathy Kellick Band when I saw them, particularly at the Grass Valley Festival in California. Very entertaining, and I really like their approach to their music. The first track we're going to hear from them is one called Thinking of Home. Kathy Kellick on guitar and vocals, Andy Stanenek on fiddle and vocals, Dan Booth on acoustic bass and vocals, Greg Booth, that's his dad. Greg is the dad of Dan Booth, and Tom Beckerty on mandolin. Greg plays great dobro and banjo. They all sing. Here they are with Thinking of Home.
Thank you. as I sit here alone tonight. I can't see the smoke from the chimney. I can't see the old trail toward home. As I sit here alone in the city, I think of the folks that are back home.
The Kathy Kallick Band. Not frequent, but an occasional visitor to New Zealand down here was Peter McLaughlin, who's come out with Mark Miracle in various bands and played guitar and played some wonderful music out here. And from Peter, I got an album called The Colton House Sessions, Songs for the Southwest, which is a really interesting album with some wonderful music on it. I'll just say a note from the cover of the album. In 2014, we received a songwriting residency from the Museum of Northern Arizona. Songwriting residency, doesn't that sound good? Our goal was to create new songs that capture the rich history and incomparable beauty of the Colorado Plateau and other regions of the Southwest. We read books and articles and drew from personal experiences and family histories and cultivated ideas from museum archival photos and paintings. And the songs in this album are part of that experience. Chris Brashear on mandolin and fiddle, Peter McLaughlin on guitar, Todd Phillips on bass, and a little bit of help now and then from Charlie McCoy on harmonica, Al Perkins on banjo, Charlie Cushman on banjo, and we're going to hear two songs probably today from them. The first one is She Knows the River, and interesting songs. It's an interesting concept for a bluegrass session. I think you're going to enjoy this. The Colton House Sessions, Chris Brashear, Peter McLaughlin, Todd Phillips, and a song called She Knows the River.
Understands it well, as her songs and stories tell. She knows how bright the sandstone glows, like human flesh exposed in dusky velvet light. As daytime turns to night, she knows she recalls music, temples, pools and falls, West Canyon's secret coast, the cottonwoods and willows. She knows the San Juan silt between her toes, tapestry walls echo the song of a canyon wren, the harmony of the glen. She knows, and she knows the river as her lover, these up and downstream winds. She knows them as her friend, and she sighs and longs to see their faces. How she misses their embraces, the most sensuous of places. She knows.
Song. Lots of good songs written about rivers. The city of Hamilton, where I live, is based on a great big river, the Waikato River, which is a very powerful river running right northwards from Lake Taupo in New Zealand right out to Port Waikato in the Waikato Heads. And it's a big, powerful river. Flood sometimes, and but that was how all the trade happened in the early days, and because the land was fairly impenetrable. And I guess that's so of many, many rivers. Let's hear from the Kathy Kallick Band again with an instrumental called the North Carolina Breakdown. Goes like this. Thank you. the Kathy Kallick Band with the North Carolina Breakdown, which is a tune that was written by Arthur Smith several decades ago, but they do a fine job on it. Very tight band and always fun to watch. Got to have another song that's self-written from Iris Dement from the album Infamous Angel, and this is one called Our Town, in which she's telling the story of Our Town. Whether it's an accurate depiction of where she lived, I'm not sure, but it certainly reads like it, and if you listen closely you might be able to determine just which town it is. Here's Iris Dement.
They say nothing could ever last. We'll go on now and kiss it goodbye, but hold on to your lover, cause your heart's bound to die. Go on now and say goodbye to our town, to our town. Can't you see the sun setting down on our town, on our town? Good night. They say nothing good ever lasts. We'll go on now and kiss it goodbye, but hold on to your lover, cause your heart's bound to die. Go on now and say goodbye to our town, to our town. Can't you see the sun setting down on our town, on our town? Good night.
Goodbye to my town,
Oh, isn't that a neat little song? Our Town, and that fiddle Stuart Duncan and that lovely Tasty Dobro was by Al Perkins. Nice to see him appearing on some of the bluegrass tracks that I'm selecting at last. That's good. Let's hear a bit of classic bluegrass now from the Bluegrass Album Band. Just get myself set up here. And Bluegrass Album Band, of course, which Tony Rice, Dawn Lawson, J.D. Crowe, Bobby Hicks, Todd Phillips, again, and Jerry Douglas on Dobro. And here they are doing a Flattened Scruggs tune, I'll Never Shed Another Tear. Any more classic than that, does it? A Flattened Scruggs song sung by the sort of all-star bluegrass band. Just sounds so good. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trendworth, and this show comes to you from Free FM 89.0, independent community media, and we're in Hamilton, New Zealand. This is where I've been most of my life, apart from a few years lived in Australia, playing music over there, and this has been the home of bluegrass music, as far as I'm concerned, for a long, long time. Everything I play is from my shelves that I've collected over the years, shelves full of CDs and LPs, and I'm just selecting from them every show just to try and give a broad picture of bluegrass music. And sometimes it's what I really like about the music, and sometimes it's what I find interesting about the music and I'm learning to like it, and other times it's just a track that I think, oh, that'll be interesting to play, but I work on the theory that you never know what's coming up next, and that seems to work for me and hopefully for you too. Thanks very much for tuning in and staying listening. This show is sponsored by Shearer's Music Works. So if you're in New Zealand or in the Hamilton area, go and see the folks at Shearer's. Delightful people in the store. They're all musicians. They know what you're talking about. And whether you go in looking for a guitar or accessories or mandolins or violins or ukuleles or set of drums or whatever, probably you won't be going and looking for a set of drums, but you never know. You never know. If you've got kids like mine, you need to buy sets of drums. And Shearer's Music Works have done an immense amount for music in the Hamilton and the general Waikato area in New Zealand, and I'm delighted that they sponsor Back Porch Bluegrass. What are we going to hear? From an album called Rounder Banjo. This is the Rounder label